This is Twit.
All right, you know what else is awesome? Or so a lot of people on Reddit seem to think. Game Stop. I had to say that slowly because it's very easy to go GameSpot, and that's a completely different direction. But GameStop, of all companies, is apparently on a Wall Street tear right now during a pandemic while people are moving away from physical media and toward downloads. It's weird, but here we are, and Reddit has something to do with it. This is a wild story, and it's kind of one of those stories that even when you dive in, it just gets more and more strange because now it's affecting other stocks as well. So we brought in someone who knows how to talk about all this. Brandon Kochkudin writes for Bloomberg.com, wrote an excellent piece, and has kind of been following this. Welcome to the show, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's great to get you on. I appreciate your time. So, all right. So you are in the awesome position to explain kind of the confusing mess that is happening right now. But let's start with GameStop, which as a company, I would say, hasn't necessarily been in the best position the last couple of years. But yet suddenly that seems to be changing, and it kind of feels like a flash in the pan. But Reddit's involved. Just set the stage for us. How did this all begin so suddenly?
Yeah, so let me try my best at this because it is obviously a pretty confusing situation. But I mean, I think if you look back, and this is 2019, what you saw happen was you have hedge funds that were short sellers. So people who thought the stock was going to go down, these people are basically thinking GameStop's on the precipice of becoming a bankrupt company. No one wants to shop there, and the gaming industry is not going to need them anymore for the reasons you mentioned. What you have happened, though, is you have some of these traders on Reddit that, you know, they're smart people, they're sophisticated. And I keep saying this over and over, like, if you go through and you read their arguments and the, you know, the thesis that they lay out, you wouldn't blink twice if it came from a hedge fund guy, you know, and that's, I think that's telling about it's often depends on who delivers the message as opposed to the message itself. And so what you see is a bunch of these people coming in and saying, like, look, you know, GameStop's not a great company, but it's not this bad. And you hear that being echoed by someone who is Michael Burry, you know, famously from The Big Short, who's saying the same thing, and he's got a position in the company. So that's laid out. People basically saying, if you look at the company's fundamentals, its financials, it has enough cash. It can last a little bit of time. And so that sets the stage for what we're seeing now, and that was 2 years ago.
And now, I mean, this is not just Reddit. You know, actually, I just saw today, you know, there's a lot of day trading that the app Robinhood has enabled, and apparently Robinhood has taken down or blocked trading on this as well as some other stocks. Which has some people asking, like, should an app like Robinhood have that much power? Is that market manipulation? What's your take on that?
Well, it's a great question. And right now, I mean, just in these last couple minutes, you're seeing people from both sides, I mean, from the far sides of the political spectrum, agreeing and saying, what are they doing? So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was saying, why is Robinhood doing this? How do they think this is possible? How are they allowed to do this? You have Ted Cruz on the other side saying the same exact thing. You have Ben Shapiro, you know, a right-wing guy saying the same exact thing. How can Robinhood do this? And if there's ever been a moment that's just laid bare, and this is happening just in these last couple of days, that there's this sort of protection for some people, and those some people being hedge funds. And now when retail's winning, it's, oh, the madness. There's just so many fascinating aspects to this. And it's really just, you know, it's a GameStop story. It's a trading story, but there's a huge cultural relevance here that I think we're going to be reckoning with for a long time.
So I am approaching this from a place of having quite close to zero understanding of how any of this works and what any of this means. But one of the trends that I've seen throughout And one of the things that people keep saying that you've just brought up are two terms when you say retail versus hedge funds. And so I'm going to ask what may come across as a very stupid question, but I think it's important to ask because I think other people might need to understand what it means too. Can you kind of explain the difference between what's the difference between hedge fund versus retail, and why does that difference exist? Is it that retail stocks are traded differently and sort of respected differently, valued differently from what a hedge fund provides? And again, I may even be asking incorrectly, but can you describe what a hedge fund is and how that works over here versus these retail stocks that we keep talking about, and why there's this like retail versus hedge fund as every headline in this story?
Yeah. So in this case, when we're talking about retail, what we're mostly talking about is people like you and me trading stocks. And what's happened over the last couple of years is with Robinhood ushering in this era of no fee trading. So typically when you wanted to trade a stock before, you would pay a price it was pretty expensive before, which cuts into, you know, your cash. Like you can't trade a ton of stocks if every time you go to trade, it costs $5. So Robinhood got rid of these fees, and that's made it possible for you, me, your listeners to trade actively. So that's one thing, and that's brought more people into the marketplace, what we call retail traders, again, to use the means of this, you know, in this world. Hedge funds, on the other hand, are regulated, you know, professional investors. I mean, this is, you know, this is Steve Cohen, you know, this is what you see in Billions, you know, Bobby Axelrod. Those are hedge funds. And what they traditionally specialized in was, you know, they would take on risks that maybe other investors wouldn't take on. And that goes a little bit deeper, but you can just kind of know that. What they've become, because they've taken in money from, you know, where they used to have their own money and, you know, they would have investors who were willing to take bigger risks over, say, the last 20 years or so, they've taken in money from places that don't like to take as much risk. And, you know, they've taken in a lot of money is kind of what you need to know about that. So it's pension funds is a lot of it. It's like big college endowments. So these hedge funds take in tons of money. They have billions of dollars of assets under management, where an individual retail trader, you know, we're talking hundreds, maybe a couple thousand, very rarely hundreds of thousands, very, very rarely do they have millions. So hedge funds are the big boys. They're the pros. And, you know, they'll, you know, there are some differences in the type of stocks. And one of the big things is, you know, retail traders can kind of trade anything, right? Because they're not going to move a stock price for the most part. Now we're seeing something different. But, you know, throughout history, you know, if me or you want to go buy a stock, we don't have to worry that putting $100 into it or $1,000 into it is going to move the stock price. But a hedge fund, they can't buy these smaller stocks. And the reason for that is for it to be meaningful for them, you know, when you have $1 billion, like investing $1 million in something, it doesn't move the needle. It's not worth the hassle. So there's this whole class of stocks they haven't been able to touch. And it's just because if they came in, they would move the market too much. So what's happened here is GameStop was one that a bunch of hedge funds hated. They've been living, you know, believing in this narrative that brick and mortar's dead. It might well be that GameStop was going the way of Blockbuster. It may well go that way, but it hasn't yet. And, you know, they were shorting it. So that's not buying the stock. It's betting that it's going to go down. And I can explain that if you guys want me to. But that's basically what it is. They're betting the stock's going down. And they've been doing that for years. And it became a very popular trade. And, you know, they were, tons of hedge funds were doing this. And we've never sort of seen the amount of people betting against a single stock like we have with GameStop. At the same time is when we saw, you know, these retail traders, that you and me, saying, wait, it's not dead yet. It's not dead yet. And at some point, that bet became clear. And it was about in September of this year, or sorry, of 2020, that, you know, the people going long buying GameStop said, wait, the shorts are now totally wrong. They're totally wrong. All these hedge funds betting against GameStop, they're wrong. GameStop's going to be around longer than they think. And that's when this thing started getting, you know, out of control and took off, you know, this month.
Wow. And so how? This is a long time coming.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that's some interesting insight. I love that. Thank you for setting that out so well. But then now we're kind of in this point where it's not just GameStop. There are other stocks that are kind of like I've seen some publications refer to this as like it's like meme, a meme that's driving Wall Street. I don't know if that's perfectly appropriate or, you know, way to characterize it. But, you know, now the Redditors, just to put one group on this, you know, is looking at BlackBerry and was it AMC and everything like this. It almost feels to a certain degree, and maybe this is mischaracterizing it. It almost feels like a group is acting as like a revolution against the system to say, hey. Or are they manipulating? Like, is this manipulation or is this a revolution? What do you think?
So I'll be careful with that. But, you know, if you go on Wall Street Bets and you read, they're not coordinating together. They're obviously, you know, popular ideas get picked up, which is no different than what you see in the hedge fund world, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, if you guys are familiar with the FANG stocks, you know, the acronym FANG, you're obviously familiar with stocks, Facebook, you know, mm-hmm. Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, you know, that was a popular trade 5-6 years ago where obviously hedge funds owned it, but they weren't, you know, the most held stocks at that point. And then all the hedge funds piled in. So it's sort of a normal thing in the hedge fund world that you get copycatters and that drives the price up, and which we've certainly seen for those stocks. What happened on Reddit was people started buying into this idea. And as it goes up, more and more people jumped in. But, you know, there's no coordination. There's no like everyone buy at this price and buy these options at this, you know, at this contract sort of thing. So, you know, I'll tell you what they say is they're on there. They're saying not to do those things. They're being very explicit about, you know, not making this look like manipulation and saying this is all, hey, this is a group of individuals discussing ideas. And if they all happen to do the same thing, how is that any different than what hedge funds have done over the years? I mean, hedge funds have conferences. They have famous conferences where they spend tons of money and go skiing in Davos and, you know, the SON, you know, ideas. There's this conference called SON and they go and they pitch ideas to each other. How is this any different? Well, you know, it's everyday people on a message board and now it's hurting the hedge funds. And so now it's, you know, this evil market manipulation thing. You know, it's you know, lightning struck that all these people believed in an idea, but the premise and the setup is no different than what hedge funds, you know, do, arguably.
So one thing that that I draw a correlation to as I think about this is something that we're seeing in crypto as well. And I'm curious to know what you think about this. The example that comes to mind, Dogecoin. I feel like, you know, in the last couple of weeks or month or whatever, I hear about, you know, everybody's passing around this idea on TikTok or whatever social media that if, you know, Dogecoin's so low that if you invest now and it gets to $1, then we're all millionaires. Like, what are your thoughts as far as kind of like this like hive mind using the internet or social media to kind of drive this financial knowledge that maybe it's landing on people that may or may not have enough knowledge about finance in general to even do this safely? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly some of that happening, right? Like not, you know, last I checked, Wall Street Bets is at 2+, maybe even approaching 3 million members. So Metcalfe's law is certainly in effect here. But yeah, I mean, look, out of those 3 million or whatever people, you're going to have people that are just looking to join the crowd. And there's plenty of that. What I just keep saying is there are also plenty of people on there that are very serious, that are doing, as they say, their DD, due diligence, and taking risks that are appropriate for them and that are measured enough for them. But But yeah, I mean, it's happening. I mean, that's typical, especially when you get to this point. That's, you know, the mania stage. There's certainly people that are just like, hey, get rich quick.